So last night, I spoke to one of my sons in Yerushalayim, usually about between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock. I speak to my children in Eretz Yisrael. It's about 11:15 or so, he calls. He's about to go to Minyan. And just then, I have this site with Yeshiva News on it. And they came up with their projection that the presidential election had come to its conclusion. So I told my son, now you could go to Davin, and you said the bracha once in 4 years with a little extra kavana, shalom asani goy. When we say every morning that we appreciate who we are, we're not saying we're not like some drunk in the streets. We're not like a goy, or we're not like a bus driver. We're not like him. We're not like the mayor of the city. We're not like him either. Shalom asani. Well, he's not a goy actually in Chicago, but even there was a story that in Meir Shem there's a fellow who was sitting in a corner learning, and he spent his whole life, I'm sure you heard this story before, but once in 4 years we could say it just quickly, and he's oblivious to the whole world, and he's in his world of Torah, and he's probably one of the Gedolim, one of the Lavzav Tzadikim. Suddenly he perks up one day and he looks at his friend and he says, who won the election? So he said, what are you talking about? He won in America. He said, you know from America? This guy just knows where the Shas is and where the Mishabura is, you know. He says, well, I'm about to say bracha, shalom asani goy. I want to know who's the president of the United States, and I'm not like him. There's a tremendous difference between a goy and a Jew, and which goy? Even between the one who, the most pompous, and the biggest balgaiva, the one with the biggest promises, and everybody dancing around him. I'm a Jew who has to realize shalom asani goy, even that one. So today, telling the story, for tomorrow we could already have in mind shalom asani goy, a little bit more what that means. I told my son that on his way to Shacharis yesterday. Last night, the Ma'aseh of the Parsha, it's uncanny, unbelievable how it parallels events which we're living right now. The beginning of the Parsha talks about a goy who also had a lot of promises, Evron. Evron, in front of everyone, had every promise, I'll give you this, I'm very generous, I'll promise you this, and nothing came from it. The Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us, is Rishayim, they talk and talk and talk and they don't accomplish anything. They're liars. And that's a symbol or the hallmark of a Rasha. Specifically here, talking about a goy. Remember one of my Rosh Yeshivas many years ago before also election, he said, what's everybody getting excited about? One of them is going to be a liar, one's going to be a potential liar. We just don't know who's going to have a chance to prove to everyone how much he was lying between the candidates. Now we'll find out who has a chance. All of his promises were just in order to mislead people or to get them to follow him. So at the beginning of the Parsha, we were all excited. The first couple of days this week, we were all overwhelmed by a goy giving a lot of promises, which ultimately he can't keep and he doesn't mean to keep. What happens the next part of the Parsha? We meet another young lady called Rivka. And Rivka, she was expected to give water to Eliezer and also to the camels, but she didn't do that. In fact, she offered to give water to him only, and she did. After she finished, she then said, let me give the camels also. And then she did not only give the camels, she gave the camels as much as they needed, more and more. She made a big effort. To feed camels is unbelievable for anybody. Here you have the complete opposite example of a tzaddik who says a little bit but does a lot. And that the Gemara says that the real example, the Gemara claims, the contrast to Ephron is not Rivka, it really is by Avraham Avinu. Bakar Ratz Avraham, Bekach Chamav, he had the whole big spread, the whole big pseudo over there, what he brought, he just promising the Olachim just a little bit, he gave him much more. But Rav Naftali Trapp on the Parsha mentions that Rivka is also an example of a tzedekes who doesn't even promise too much, just a little bit, but does much, much more. So the hallmark, the lesson, the role model, and the lesson I think for today is that we should realize we shouldn't be demoralized when we hear politicians who speak and mislead us. We should realize who we're dealing with. And the lesson for us is the positive. Ashrenu Matov Kolkeinu. That our role models are our gedolim. We don't hear tremendous amount of speeches from them, but we see what they're doing. There's a lot of action, there's chasadim, there's direction, there's guidance, there's leadership, there's inspiration, which is led by them. And this is true. Their actions not only speak louder than words, but they're much greater than their words, and that's who we're supposed to focus upon. Let's remember, the Rishayim talk and talk and talk, a bunch of hadir. We realize we're dealing with that, it's not so hard, it doesn't hurt as much when they fall short of the mark, because our expectations shouldn't be there in the first place. But we should look upon Rivka Imenu and about our Gedolim, our current Gedolim, and we've been inspired by their actions, and we have to seek them out, because they're not screaming at us, and they're not overwhelming us with speeches. But we have to look towards them and realize what they're doing and what they're accomplishing, and those should be our role models, and we should therefore follow their lead. Simon Avos Masa is Masa Avos Simon Lebanim. We should be inspired by the role model of our Gedolim, and that's how B'nai Torah look upon things.
Good morning. It's too late to know you. Say have a wonderful Wednesday.
I'm sorry.